You're listening to SBS News.
It could be a sign of the level of regard for Volodymyr Zelensky among the Australian public that he received not one but three standing ovations. The rousing applause followed the Ukrainian president's address to Australian university students. As he has done to parliaments and other audiences around the world, the wartime leader delivered his speech through a translator and via a live stream, urging those listening not to forget Ukraine's plight.
We have 161st day of the full-scale war, which was launched by Russian Federation against Ukraine. Every day, the world is shocked by the new messages about new Russian atrocities. This shouldn't be a common thing for the world, because it would mean that the world has put up with it.
In a 10-minute address from Ukraine's capital, Kiev, Mr. Zelensky detailed a long list of Russia's war crimes since it invaded his country in February.
It's been already 161 days. It's important not to forget none of those days. The world constantly speaks about the Russians' action only in the context of their later, let's to say, topical atrocity, but now world needs to put it all together and recognize and realize the one who wants to save its face doesn't wipe the peaceful villages and city out of the face of the earth.
And he said that it was time for world bodies, including the United Nations, NATO and the European Union, to declare Russia a terrorist state.
The one who lost his mind, his heart, his conscious dignity, all that human has, this is the one who lost it long ago. And the difference between terrorists and Russia is that the terrorists hold their accountable for their action, and Russia cannot do even that and try to accuse other people of their atrocities, separate countries and the whole world. And now this world is before the choice.
It's the second time Mr. Zelensky has spoken to an Australian audience after he addressed the federal parliament in March. And it's not the first time he's delivered a speech to foreign university students, already doing so in the US, Britain, Canada and Japan. But in true Zelensky style, he knew how to tailor his words to his specific audience. He thanked Australians and the federal government for their continued support, including about $390 million in military and humanitarian aid.
Currently, your country gives one of the biggest military support to Ukraine among the countries who are non-NATO members. We will be thankful for continuation of this support. War is not over, and today we, as never before, need your support, need support of all the civilized countries, along with whom we will most sure stop and conquer evil.
The event was hosted by the Australian National University with 21 other institutions taking part. Listening and watching in auditoriums across the country, as well as online, students were given the opportunity to pose questions directly to the man of the hour. For 45 minutes, Mr. Zelensky fielded queries on everything from China's stance on the war to Ukraine's victory in Eurovision. ANU art student Olivia Martin says it was an honour to be able to speak directly to him.
And for me, it just showed how big this is. There are definitely moments where, even though I don't have direct relations to Ukraine, you can sometimes forget how powerful the circumstance is. But a moment like this reminds you that it is still going on and everyone needs to continuously do their part to contribute to helping Ukraine.
Mr. Zelensky's address comes after Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese visited Kiev in July, just weeks after winning government. It also takes place as Russian forces slowly gain ground in Ukraine's east, but are being pushed back in the country's south. Experts say Russian President Vladimir Putin is hoping that as the war drags on, Western attention will begin to wane, which is why Mr. Zelensky is continuing his global public relations campaign. ANU's Chancellor Julie Bishop says Russia's invasion has been an affront to humanity and to freedom.
Ukraine's leader has stood firm in the face of Russian aggression, rallying his people through his presence and his words, supporting his military as they inflict significant losses on the invading forces. His energy, his determination, his advocacy for freedom against tyranny has inspired people around the world.
Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, says he's overwhelmed by the attention the event received. He says it's important that the next generation learns the hard lessons of Ukraine's experience.
Today, Prime Minister Albanese has ordered the review of the defense posture of Australia. And I really welcome that because it's so important to actually revise the security and defense strategy which Australia has. Because at the end of the day, it's so important to be ready to die for your country when there is a need for that. Because Ukrainians were not ready to die, but we did. It turned out we were ready, we were prepared. We need to build this resilience throughout the society. And resilience does not just come out of thin air. You need to work on that. You need to build it.
That story by Claire Slattery. I'm Alan Lee, SBS News.